This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
There's two things. We're young and we're athletic, and that doesn't slump, to be honest with you. You know, like, I talked to some of the kids in Atlanta, and their job is to, of course, go to, you know, in between the lines, play as hard as you can, but at the same time, you know, there's no excuse not to bring energy every single day. And we were talking about Rafaela, Meyer, Carlos, who else? I forgot who else was in the meeting, but I told them, I said, there's no excuse for you guys not to bring energy every single day. You know, it starts in the clubhouse with the music, you know, like, you guys are 21, 22, so you have to help the others, you know, to get them going. And they've done an outstanding job.
Yeah, what's on the boombox pregame? I don't know. Whatever it is, keep it going.
No, it's working.
Red Sox are
nothing.
Young and athletic. Alex Cora says that doesn't slump.
I like that. That's a good line.
Though I heard him say that last year. I think he said that to the old WEEI afternoon show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're young, we're athletic. That doesn't slump.
That clip make it into the clubhouse?
I don't know.
You had a couple clips on there from that.
I didn't make it. So did you.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to the final two episodes. Maybe it's buried. One of those. So I have heard Cora say that before,
sure.
But I do think it applies more to this team this year. Vibes are high, as it were.
Through the roof.
What's on the boombox pregame? And I would agree. You're a young, athletic team. I don't know that you won't slump. My guess is there will be a slump coming up. But there's no reason not to bring energy every day to the ballpark. And that goes back to Duran again. That's another reason I would want him here. Like that energy and electricity on the base pass, I feel like could win you a game in a playoff series.
Right.
And I'm not trying to subtract that. I'm really not trying to screw with it right now if I'm the Red Sox. You already got the bad teammate out of there. You already got Devers, who's now ruining the Giants, out of there. So, good. Why don't you go forward with this and supplement your team from the minor league system? You don't need to peel pieces off the big league roster. You don't.
I'm not trading Duran at this moment either, but if you're going to replace him at the top of the lineup, isn't Rafaela kind of having a Duran-like season from a year ago?
Sure.
I feel like that might be the guy to do it. I wouldn't. I'd rather have them both in the lineup.
And me
too. I'd rather have them both in the field.
And I'd rather have Rafaela. I mean, he's been hitting sixth lately. Yeah. I like him in that bottom third of the order, but whatever.
And
I'd rather have him there than leadoff, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of talk about, you know, the Padres really want Duran. The Padres. Well, I don't really want any of the Padres pitchers. At the beginning of the season, maybe I would have, but not right now. And so all these other teams that you might be able to get a pitcher for, maybe they don't even like Duran as much as the Padres do, and that's why you would dig into your farm system. Or maybe even like Willy or Abreu, who I'm not like trying to run out of town or anything, but I'd be more likely to trade him than I would be Duran. But yeah, you still have plenty of prospects that other teams would want to get a deal done.
So we've discussed that. How high is the ceiling for the Red Sox? Keefe has them potentially winning the World Series. Certainly can't rule that out.
Why not?
With the way the sport goes and the way the American League looks right now. If you want to tell Keefe they can't, you can discuss. 617.
You're a liar.
779-7937. We talked about the logjam and playing Seidon Rafaela at second base. We also talked about the Red Sox and how they've turned things around with their pitching staff. Who deserves credit for that? Who deserves credit for the turnaround? Again, on the phones. And you can stream Jones and Keefe on WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We'll get to the Patriots about 25 minutes from now. Interesting comp that I still think is in play from Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald for Drake May. Jeremy Fowler also released his quarterbacks list. No surprise Drake May's not on it. I am a little surprised that who is. We'll get to that. Plus, we have a spoiler-free Superman review in the hashtag Dork Minute coming up at 11:45. You can stay tuned for all of it. Meanwhile, Keith, let's get to some Red Sox midseason awards.
That's right.
Shall
we? This is specific to the Red Sox at the halfway point, really past the halfway point. So All-Star Break awards. I think we have 10 to get to.
I think we have 10. We had an 11th that we had to put on the chopping block.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the graphic.
No.
So we're going to do 10. And instead of each of us coming up with our own list, this is going to be the show's list.
So we're going to talk our way through it.
Yeah.
So Nick, Billy, you guys are encouraged to
participate.
Break ties, participate.
Don't hate, participate.
The whole thing. But we have 10 different categories for our Red Sox midseason awards, okay. Our season superlatives to this point in time.
All right.
What do we have first up on the list here,
is
Billy?
Billy reading these?
If you have,
Yeah, am I going top to bottom?
Yeah, let's go top to bottom.
Right, MVP.
Right off the rip. So let me nominate a few.
Okay. Toss out a few nominees.
So the ones that would jump to mind would be Garrett Crochet.
I feel like that's a strong candidate.
I think maybe it's recency bias. I think Seidon Rafaela
would
be in the mix for MVP. I think he'd be in the mix for team MVP. I think Aroldis Chapman could be in the mix for team MVP. He's one of the three all-stars they have. Bregman's also an all-star, but he hasn't played enough, so I would remove him from this category.
See, I think you got to have Bregman's name in the mix.
Okay.
It would not be my pick, but I think we've covered it. I mean, have we missed anybody else?
Obviously, Narvaez.
Oh, that's
your
guy.
Really nice year.
That's your guy.
No, it's probably one of the new guys or Rafaela.
Does it have to be a player?
Well, most valuable player. What's the P?
Former player. So I was going to say, I'm not a Breslow guy. Breslow should be credited for most.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Nick.
And I didn't even have to say it.
Most valuable player, Nick, Breslow?
Nick, I love it.
He did get three all-stars.
It's not most valuable person.
Most valuable ex-player.
Most valuable ex-player.
Wow, I love that.
Most valuable person.
I didn't have to say that. Nick.
Breslow?
Nick,
I'm not a Breslow guy.
Nick gets it.
Sounds like you're a Breslow guy.
Nick gets it. I'm not even a Breslow guy. He's the MVP of the team.
The MVP?
Wow. Good. This is why everybody's participating.
No.
Good job, Nick.
No.
Good job.
No. I'll have to say Garrett Crochet.
The answer's Crochet.
Okay, Garrett Crochet.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Now, I was looking this up. I was surprised to know this. This is from the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department.
Oh.
The Red Sox, he has made 20 starts this year. What is the Red Sox record in Garrett Crochet starts? Not his record, but what is the team record?
Off the top of my head, I think he's won 6 straight. So does he have 10 wins? Is that what he has individually?
He is 10-4.
Okay, so I'm going to guess they are 14-6.
13-7. There was a little run there where he was pitching okay. He had a couple ones where he didn't pitch great, but he lost a few games there, or the team lost games. So I thought the record, believe it or not, might be even a little bit better than it is. But the key with him is he's made every start. And he has piled up innings. He's at 129 and a third innings. So as much as for a stretch this bullpen was getting overworked, chances are it wasn't on Garrett Crochet games. You know, like he's been everything we've hoped for. A 2.23 ERA, 160 Ks in 129 innings. Yeah. 3-time Hoss of the Week. I mean, he could be Hoss of the Year at this point.
I mean, it's really the Garrett Crochet honorary Hoss of the Week is really what
it
is.
Yeah, he's the face of it.
So
like Ben Grieve is the face of random baseball player.
So my pivot off Crochet would be Bregman. I'm surprised you were so dismissive, and I agree exactly with what the text line is saying. Bregman's been huge for the young hitters, so he has missed a big chunk of time. True.
He needed to play more games for me. He's played half the games.
And by the way, if I'm going to be consistent, the Red Sox have a great record without Devers. They have a great record without Bregman, too.
Sure.
So if I'm going to be halfway consistent on that, we should cite it. I just think some of that intangible stuff freeing you to move on from, I think, a candidate for our next category.
Yeah.
But also the way he's worked with some of the younger players on the team, I think some of that intangible stuff would put him higher than Rafaela or Chapman for me. But
he could be a nominee.
For the first time in a while, they have a lot of good candidates.
Yeah, they do.
So we agree. Garrett Crochet is the MVP.
Congrats, Garrett.
At the midway point, your award is in the mail. He might get a bevy of awards here.
Wait, we're not done.
Okay.
We're not done.
What's next, Billy?
Least valuable player.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
So, I mean, do we just hand it to Ralphie?
I was going to nominate Walker Buehler.
Great one.
Connor Wong should be on there.
Wong should be on there.
Connor Wong stinks. Now, Connor Wong is saved by the fact that Narvaez, who we thought was going to be a backup, is way better.
Yep.
And it's like, they don't even need Connor Wong. Devers is a good one, but I think it's Buehler. Like, Buehler sticks out of this rotation.
I like this.
I thought he was going to be the number two starter. He has an ERA over 6. And Coro's like, well, the last two times he was all right. You're like, he's been bad. Like, to the point where their number one need is a starter specifically because of how bad he's been.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
While we're talking through names, is Duran a candidate for this?
Duran? So I think he's just having a down year.
Based on, like, expectations, he's underachieving, but he's not actually one of their least valuable.
He's not the least valuable player.
He went from an MVP candidate to an average player, which is not the least valuable on the team.
No.
That's a big drop.
It'd be like Casas.
No, Casas is a good one, actually.
You know what? I know it's an injury, but whatever. It's our list. So I'd say, like, Casas. Unfortunately, Christian Campbell is not very valuable.
Ooh, wow, good one.
You know, he started hot, then was bad. I think he's one of the few players that was, like, playing every day that is, like, a negative war.
Who's ruined the team more, though? Campbell while he was here or Walker Buehler? I know Buehler's still on the team and they're winning, but, like,
I think Buehler deserves that.
And I think just scapegoating Devers for that isn't fair either. Let's give it to somebody who's on the roster.
No, we all know he stinks, and, like, they're better off without him, but Buehler's the guy.
Okay, yeah. Walker Buehler.
Who's your Cy Young?
Okay, so some would say, well, the MVP's Crochet, so it just should be the Cy Young, but Aroldis Chapman is lights out. He's filthy.
I just told you, the game you were at on Saturday, I would have gone to him in the ninth. Like,
is that right? Yeah.
And it's not like I didn't trust Crochet necessarily, but Chapman's been so dominant.
Yeah.
And I just felt like coming in for the ninth inning, I wasn't worried about Crochet and his season-long workload or anything, but that was really more of a credit to Chapman and how he's pitched and how dominant and lights out he's been than any knock on Crochet.
Do you know what his K per nine is, Chapman?
15.
Yeah, 13.7. 13.7, he has a 1.18 ERA, 17 saves, and he probably could have had more saves, but Cora's actually brought him in several times in the eighth inning to get the best hitter out, and then allowed somebody else to pitch the ninth, which, again, not a lot of guys would be signed up for.
Do you remember?
And the ninth to get to extra innings.
That's true, too. He's done that,
that's
too.
True. He'll get you to extras. You won't win once you get there, but he'll get you there.
Oh, heavens no. You're going to lose an extra. But, no, he's making a good case. Like, as of right now, both guys are going to get votes for the real Cy Young.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. You think Chapman gets actual real Cy Young votes?
I think
he should. Crochet, I think, is the second favorite behind Scooter.
Yeah. I think at this rate, he should. Now, it's weird how sometimes closers do or don't get credit from the voters. But like, at this rate, his ERA, it also helps just, like, you're going to be on people's radar because you're on a good team. Where does 17 saves even, let me take a look. Oh, no, that's pretty far off. But, like, the leader's 28 in the majors. But, again, if and I don't know how deep some of the writers would look into it, but him pitching the eighth inning to go up against, you know, Big Dumper or whatever, like, the biggest, like, to get the biggest out of the game, that's pretty significant.
You remember our offseason discussion about who the closer is, and we're like, I don't think he's on the team.
Oh, I said Hendricks, and you said new guy.
I was like, they're going to trade for somebody who's going to lead the team in saves.
Yeah.
Wrong all the way around, but our team Cy Young is?
Team Cy Young is Crochet.
It is, as much as we talk through Chapman, it is Crochet.
We got a good nominee, a guy I completely forgot about.
I saw this,
least
too.
Valuable player.
Well, there's two. David Hamilton is one, but you're talking about Tanner Houck.
Tanner Houck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a great one.
Yeah.
So bad I forgot he's even on the team.
He's even an option.
No Cy Young votes for him?
Not this year.
No.
Not this year.
No,
not
going to
see that.
What do you think of the selection for Crochet? Do you think more love for Chapman? Should we look at Chapman?
No. I just found it hilarious because you guys just did this presented this amazing case for Aroldis Chapman. Cy Young, Crochet.
Well, obviously Crochet.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to argue it. I just got a kick out of the effort you made for Chapman just to finish on Crochet.
Here's the case that we're not actually making.
Rookie of the Year.
Okay. I think, do you got to go the Narv?
Narvaez.
I think it might be Narvaez.
I think it might be Narvi. He's played 73 games. Marcelo Meyer has played 40. Roman Anthony's played 31.
That feels like way more than I would have guessed.
More than I thought.
I would have guessed like 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
31 games
is
already.
Is that enough to be our midway point rookie of the year?
Out of those two, who do you think has been better?
Anthony or Meyer?
Yeah.
Anthony, for sure.
Yeah, but Meyer's pretty good at, in the field.
Nick said Anthony's one of the best defensive outfielders in the bigs. And I got to be honest, all the stupid advanced metrics back it up. Like, yeah. He does not necessarily pass my eye test, but what do I know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Anthony's been better. A couple more ding-dongs for Meyer. But no, I think right now,
Narvaez.
Both those guys should pass him in the second half. But right now, Carlos Narvaez, good one.
Okay, let's go with Narvaez for our team rookie of the year Red Sox midseason awards here on Jones and Keefe. Next one should be obvious.
Who's your Roll AIDS relief man of the mid-year?
Now that one's Chapman.
Chapman. Yeah, Chapman. Kind of on a post, although they've had some guys pitch really well out of the bullpen. That's why I don't think it's their biggest need. But, yeah, it's Chapman. I mean, we got to give Chapman some award.
You want to give it to Greg Weissert?
I don't want to give it to Greg
Weissert. If Weissert weren't falling apart.
Yeah.
Because he feels like he's falling apart.
Yeah.
The official Roll AIDS relief man of the year at the halfway point.
No doubt.
Is Aroldis Chapman. Yeah. All right. What's next, Billy?
Gold glove winner.
All right.
All right. Well, Nick's our defensive metric guy. So maybe Nick should weigh in on this. I
mean, well, if you just want to go pure numbers, it would be Narvaez again.
Hell yeah.
Or Raffaella, one of the two.
So,
well, Raffaella plays.
It's steady ball game.
Yeah. Okay.
Narvaez,
though. Don't sneeze. Could he win an actual gold glove?
I think he could, yeah.
I think they both could win gold gloves.
They should.
It's like him and Raleigh probably for the top two.
Wow. What can't Raleigh do?
See that good defensively, Cal
he's
Raleigh?
He's really good defensively, yeah.
Ask Nick.
Nick is also our big dumper expert. He's literally the one who started the big dumper discussion this offseason.
Yeah, say that on Raffaella, I think you see it a little bit more. And then now that they're asking him to play a couple of spots, I'd give him the nod as well.
Give the man a platinum glove in real life.
He could.
He's going to be in the mix for that. So he is our midseason.
Well, Jeff Passan said the other day, one of the best center fielders in baseball.
Period. Yeah. End of sentence.
That's it.
So,
full stop.
Who else would be in the mix?
Gold glove?
I mean, if Bregman had such a bad April, though.
But I was going to say, he had a lot of errors early. Willie Abreu won a real one last year.
That's a good one. Abreu probably should be in that discussion.
Story's been really good.
Oh, Story has been good.
Story has been really good.
You know what? That's another guy I've been down on in the past who's having a good year right now.
Trevor Story, I think, is our honorary comeback player of the year.
He could win comeback,
I think.
Yeah.
We that was the category we had to lop off of this, but I think Trevor Story would get
next
that.
Next year, it'll be Hauk or Connor Crawford.
Connor Wong, maybe.
Yeah, Connor Wong.
Okay. That's our gold glove we're handing out. What else do we have, Billy?
Silver Slugger.
Okay, so Silver Slugger is the best bat at their position on the team. Is that Bregman?
I don't know. Is it Raffaella?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Is it probably Bregman? He hasn't played.
I think it's Bregman. I mean, Abreu leads the team in home runs. I think Devers still leads in RBIs.
Romy Gonzalez.
I mean, Romy Gonzalez
hitting against lefties. Can we do that? Silver Slugger versus lefties?
That is how they should break it down. They should break it down by position. They should break it down righty versus lefty. Split these things.
Yeah, Romy's had a great year, but, man, you might actually have to go Bregman.
I think
kind of looking at all the numbers, honestly, like his OPS is through the roof.
If it's not Bregman, I think it might be Anthony.
Roman Anthony? No.
No?
777 OPS. Two home runs.
Yeah, but arrow up.
Arrow up on Anthony. He was apparently on a double date with Meyer. You see those photos?
Oh, I saw.
Oh, doctor.
Now, I got to be honest, I'm still not sure the other person was Meyer, but I'll go with it.
They said it was Meyer. The person taking the photo had to take like a sneaky photo.
Yeah,
so
but
it was a photo of them.
But I see
where
Anthony.
Were they?
I don't know.
Is that a place we're not allowed?
I don't go enough cool places. Yeah. I don't know. But you made a good point, Keith.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony has to go on double dates with Marcelo Meyer to make sure that Marcelo isn't taking out Leah Anthony.
Exactly. Marcelo's like, I'm going out. Yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah, I'll
come with you.
I know a girl. We're
you
going.
You don't need to come with me. I'm going to go.
I'm not meeting your sister. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
I get it.
Yeah, no, I'll stay on top of that. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, they were there.
You're not going to any bars without me, ever.
To Men Amongst Town. A couple of guys out there. So, yeah, in a weird way, despite a tremendous amount of missed games,
Bregman.
Silver Slugger Bregman.
Red Sox midseason Silver Slugger. Okay. What else do we have, Bill?
Most surprising player in a good way.
Raffaella for me. Raffaella, I didn't think.
I mean, Narvaez would be another
Narvaez
candidate.
Is a very good one.
It's amazing that you've turned from the Narvaez guy to now the Raffaella guy. I mean, you can be both, but I'm just saying, I feel
there's
like.
Plenty of room in my heart for both.
But I feel like you were the most bullish on Narvaez. Now I think Raffaella's even surpassed that for you. I think based on how hot he's been, I agree with you.
So here's the thing. So I went into the year with no expectation for Narvaez. I went into the year kind of thinking I knew what Raffaella was. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the difference. Whereas now, like, he has completely spun it. Where of all the players you're most surprised by, I mean, maybe Giolito. Giolito, I thought was going to be like a 5 ERA
or
4.5 ERA. He's been better.
Look,
Chapman?
I think your answer is right. Whoa, he's been actually quite
Chapman.
Shocking. Yeah.
Matt?
The way you guys talk about Bayo in the offseason.
Bayo, too? Bayo's a good one. A
lot of good surprising
players. I think
Jones
still hates Bayo.
A lot of good surprising.
Abraham Toro?
Romy? The whole team's been surprising.
All right, well, let's make a pick. Is it
Trevor Story?
No. Well, that's not a bad one.
The fact that he hasn't gotten hurt?
That is the biggest surprise.
The jig could be the whole team.
All right. I do think it's Raffaello, though, in the spirit of this, but maybe I overlooked Chapman because neither of us even wanted the team to sign Chapman.
Never mind
thought he'd be good. Never mind thought he'd be this good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's go with SETI ball game, though. Hat tip to Arcan.
Yep.
What else?
All right. Most surprising in a bad way.
Most surprising bad way.
Bueller would be a candidate, but I feel like we've already covered that. Oh, that's a great one.
Right.
Duran.
So he wouldn't be, he doesn't qualify for like least valuable, but he was eighth in the MVP for American League last year, and now he's like, you can make the case he's not the eighth on the team, right? If you include pitchers, like he might not even be the eighth, the best player.
Most
on the team.
Surprising in a bad way, Duran.
Yeah, the fall off for Duran.
Yeah,
Hoke.
But so I thought if you were like, who's going to repeat their All-Star season?
I would have said Duran 1,000 times out of 1,000 before Hoke. I didn't think Hoke could be this bad though.
No, this is surprising.
Does Cassis fit into this category?
No.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
All right, Duran. Duran is the answer.
Duran.
All right, last
Duran,
one.
Duran's a sweet band.
All right, what could possibly be left?
Manager of the year.
Red Sox manager of the year at the midway point.
Your finalist.
This one seems obvious. Yeah.
Alex Cora.
Uh-huh.
And the undefeated Ramon Vasquez.
Oh, right, because he pinch hit when Cora went to a never-ending graduation.
A full-day graduation.
Lunch. General manager.
/ snack / dinner. No. He's already your MVP over
Stop
there.
Stop it.
Trust me.
Stop trying to shoehorn Brett.
I don't even think he's the general manager.
I would shoehorn executive of the year. Red Sox executive of the year. Okay, so our options are Cora or Vasquez.
So Vasquez also, remember the next game back, Cora got thrown out early in the game.
Yep.
Vasquez won that game.
Sure.
I think it might be Ramon Vasquez.
Ramon Vasquez. All right, he's our manager of the year at the midway point. Let's recap these. Team MVP, Crochet.
Yeah.
Least valuable player, Walker Buehler. Cy Young, Crochet. Rookie of the Year, Carlos Narvaez.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As Rolaid's relief man of the midpoint,
mm-hmm.
Makes sense, Aroldis Chapman. Our Gold Glover, Sadon Raffaello. our silver slugger, Alex Bregman.
That's the most controversial.
That is. Yeah. Well, most surprising. Missed a lot of games. Most surprising in a good way was a competitive field.
Also controversial.
SETI ball game against Zaidan Rafaela.
Uh-huh.
Most surprising in a bad way, Jaren Duran, and our manager of the year, Ramon Vasquez.
That's right.
All right, Terp, get on that. We need a graphic ASAP at Jones and Keefe. Twitter and Instagram, those are the Red Sox midseason superlatives. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, is Josh Allen still a fair comp for Drake May? That's next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox completed the four-game sweep over the Rays with yesterday's 4-1 win at Fenway. Sox got an RBI single from Trevor Story and a two-run home run from Zaidan Rafaela in the bottom of the sixth. Brian Baio got the win, giving up just one run on six hits and striking out five and six in the third innings of action. Rawlish Chapman struck out all three batters he faced in the top of the ninth to earn his 17th save of the season. Chapman now heads to Atlanta to represent the Red Sox in the American League in Tuesday night's All-Star game. The Red Sox enter the All-Star break on a 10-game winning streak, 8 games above 500 with a record of 53-45, and just 3 games behind the Blue Jays in the AL East. The Red Sox will return to action Friday night when they'll be in Chicago taking on the Cubs at Wrigley. Tonight is the Home Run Derby. Seattle's Cal Raleigh is the favorite. You can see the Derby on ESPN beginning at 8 o'clock. Yesterday at the MLB draft, the Red Sox selected right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma at number 15. Boston also drafted pitcher Marcus Phillips from Tennessee with the 33rd pick, shortstop Henry Godbout from Virginia at number 75, and LSU pitcher Anthony Yanson with the 87th pick. In NBA Summer League action, the Celtics improved to 2-0 after yesterday's 94-81 win over the Knicks. Sees it back on the court tonight, taking on the Heat. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after? Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.